Hello, and welcome to Can You Get To That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best. What's up?
Not much. I'm your co-host, Matt Olson. I assume you're asking me and not the listeners who respond.
I'm asking, you know, the world in general, what's up?
Let's give the listeners 5 seconds to respond to, what's up? That's cool.
Not much. How about you?
Wait, what?
anything fun or interesting happened to you this week? Anything awful or boring?
It's Halloween time.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not in the spirit.
You're not in the spirit?
I'm not in the spirit. I'm feeling as far from spoopy or spooky or scary or weird as possible. I'm feeling very...
You're just in a really...
Just not in a Halloween mood.
Really happy, sunshiny mood.
Well, definitely. Okay. It's not like the opposite of Halloween is happy.
The opposite of Halloween, I think, is Easter.
Right, but Easter also commemorates, you know, dead but living.
Don't say it commemorates the death of Christ.
It's the coming back.
It's the coming back to life of Christ.
But that's still like he died though.
That's
for
true.
Your sins, and that's what you're supposed to remember.
But you're supposed to remember that he came back. Good Friday is for dying. Easter is for living.
Okay.
That's theology. That's your theology lesson for today.
Cool.
Would you like to hear what happened to me during my week?
Yeah. I hope it was Halloween-y.
It wasn't. I mean, not having health insurance is spooky.
That's very spooky.
So I've been in the process of applying for the Oregon health plan, and it's been going okay. You know, I started this back in early September.
I thought you were going to say like 2013.
No, it's not quite that bad because my dad retired at the beginning of October. And so I lost my health insurance that I had. Mm. So I started this, you know, a month ahead. I thought that was enough time. It was not. And I got told different things by the 4 different people that I talked to over that month. Finally, I got this thing in the mail. It's from the state of Oregon. It says my name on it. I'm like, yes, this is it. I open it up and it says, not my name, but Kathleen Beft.
And now, just to be clear, that is not your name and has never been your
name. That is not my name, nor has it ever been my name. And there's no one by that name that lives at my address.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere that I know of.
Kathleen?
Kathleen.
Kathleen.
It's like a cross between Caitlin and Kathleen.
You're at, yeah. That's not a name. Beft?
That could be a name. Who am I to judge?
Sure. But I'd say the odds of those two not names being combined into one not name is very low.
So the other thing they misspelled, which is funny, is the city of Portland. They spelled that wrong also.
Can you give us the pronunciation?
Poraltonad.
Poraltonad. Well, you know, that's the new hit place in Oregon that everyone's moving to.
So
it's not hit. Gentrification hasn't quite hit yet.
Yeah, it's flying under the radar. So the update, that the thing that happened most recently is I called them to get this spelling error corrected. And you know that episode? Are you a Broad City watcher?
Seen some.
You know that episode of Broad City where Abby volunteers to collect the neighbor's, to sign for the neighbor's UPS package?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so she volunteers to do this, and then she misses it somehow. And so she decides that she's going to go to the UPS, facility.
Oh, is that the one where...
And it's on North Brother Island.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that one.
And she gets there, and there's this very old person named Garrel eating yogurt and nothing else.
Uh-huh.
So calling the Oregon health plan like service line felt like that. I called him up and
I said, hello, this is Gerald. It
was what sounded like a very old person.
And you heard some lip smacking of yogurt.
And I heard the yogurt smacking in the background. And I told this person, I explained the mistake and she was very nice about it. And then she's like, okay, let me just type that in. And then I'm waiting. I waited for like a minute and a half. And she's like, I'm sorry, my computer's not working. Let me just reboot this. And I waited on the phone for probably 5 minutes. And finally she was like, you know what? I'm just going to let you go for now. I'm going to get this fixed. So, you know, my fingers are crossed.
Right. As you would hope that the government will actually work in your favor.
I do hope that.
And get you your much desired health care.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. Anyway, this week we're getting to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep. That's what we're doing. I think we can just roll out, right? That's what they do. Transform and roll out.
Yes, that's what they do. That's correct.
Cool. They go from teenagers to turtles and they transform and roll out.
I do just want to know that the reason I wanted to watch this, I watched the show a lot when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it. I had a blankie with the Ninja Turtles on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a new factoid for me.
Yeah. But the thing that made me think of it was these two kids that I babysit, they watch these god awful cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly it's a whole There's like three of these shows maybe that are animated such that it's Legos. Like everything in the show is a Lego. Oh,
so they're watching Ninjago.
It's Ninjago is one of them. And then there's Chima. And I want to say there's one more, but I don't remember what it's called. This shit is so bad. And like Friday afternoon is their movie day. So they get to watch whatever they want. And yeah. I'm just like, can't you guys watch some fucking Adventure Time or anything? And I got to thinking, like, were cartoons always this bad? Like, were the cartoons of my youth this bad? And so I went back to find out if that was the case, and I found out that yes, that was the case. it's just as bad.
Yeah, good. All right, I'm glad you admitted it.
So, yeah.
Because you asked me to watch the first episode of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I just did.
I do want to say that it's just as bad, but I feel like it has an awareness that it's really bad, and that sort of gives it a little edge over the...
I'll say that maybe a Ninjago isn't going to make a joke along the lines of April has turtle racism vision... as the first episode of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle does. Literally, if you haven't seen it, in the very first episode, there's an extended sequence where April will talk to a turtle will ask April a question about humans. April will answer it and then say, like, I really have no idea, Donatello. And then the turtle will say, I'm Michelangelo.
And that goes on for like a minute.
It's like, did you get it yet? April thinks all the turtles look the same. And I'm like, this isn't funny. They literally have belt buckles that have their first initial.
Their initials, like, yeah.
April, I'm sorry. I want to be on your side, girl.
But were they wearing the overcoats at that point?
I think they were. So I think they were in their human disguises.
They were in their human disguises. All humans look the same.
That's true.
I just want to say the first 5 minutes of that episode, like, so much amazing nonsensical crap happens in the first 5 minutes. They're April and the crew, the Channel 6 news crew, are at this van. They're at this crime scene, checking it out.
No, not crime scene. Potential future crime
scene. Okay, right. Potential future crime scene. Even better. And these thugs roll up and fucking everyone around them, instead of being like, let's get in the van and leave, they're one at a time. They just run off.
Yep. One of them was like, I think roller derby's on TV tonight. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like, it's not like, oh, I'm leaving.
I have to go wash my hair.
It's not like I'm leaving because there's criminals that are trying to kill us. It's like, why do you have to make an excuse about that?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Anyway, right. Let's get to that.
Random article.
Let's go. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, damn it.
Nailed it.
A loon language.
A loon? A lune?
A lune? I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. Language major. It doesn't. There's no IPA on this page.
Fuck. This page is literally one sentence.
It's
and then references.
I would say it's a stub, in fact. It's an Austronesian language of West Seram in the Maluku archipelago of Indonesia.
That's the whole article text. There you go.
There's a little sidebar.
There's a sidebar, but that doesn't count. Well, shit. We could go not many places from here. Maybe just zoom out geography-wise to Indonesia. Here's what I'm thinking we should do.
Okay.
We should try to see if we can get to the page for ninjas, mm-hmm. and then see if there's a ninjas in popular culture.
Definitely. An animals as ninjas section.
Animals that have been ninjas in fiction and real life, too, also.
Like, a turtle is definitely the last animal that I would expect to be a ninja.
What about a rat? What about
Splinter? A rat. I would pick a rat before a turtle, for sure.
What animal do you think is most likely to be a ninja?
God, a kitty.
A kitty?
A kitty.
Well, you know, there was also another show, which I think was a takeoff on...
On TNT.
Yeah, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh my God.
That's a real thing. Look it up. Anyway, yeah, so we're on Indonesia. Yeah, we took step two. We were away from... What was the first one?
Alune.
Yeah,
language.
Alune. Okay. Man, when I'm trying to take these little notes down, my handwriting just goes to shit.
It's okay. You're the keeper of those steps, so you're the only one that needs to...
Keeper of the steps. I'm the only one who needs to read it. Really, I should just make a tally mark, because I don't list them out again now. Skipped over that. I've decided that was too boring. All
right, so here we are. Beautiful Indonesia.
Yeah, what do you know about Indonesia?
Very little. I know it's on some islands. There's a rainforest. Mm-hmm. It's a Muslim country.
One day we're going to actually land on the article for a country we know a substantial amount about.
Like America.
I don't know shit about America. Are you kidding me? My AP US history was garbage.
Yeah, I never took that class.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about the founding fathers.
I know that...
You know about Alexander Hamilton, I bet.
I'm not throwing away my shot, is all I'll say. Anyway. He was just like his country, young, scrappy, and hungry.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Anyway.
I've listened to the first, I want to say, third of that musical.
Yeah.
It's not that I didn't like it. I'm just like, I need
how many,
to find
how
time.
Many? How many duels have taken place?
Zero?
Oh yeah, you're pretty early on then.
Yeah.
There are three duels in that musical. It's pretty dope.
There was just a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think you've
been there
a
little at a time. Yeah, I don't know much about Indonesia. I watched that movie. Tell me that this movie is about Indonesia and not a different country.
Uh-oh.
The Act of Killing.
I've never even heard of that movie, okay. So I'm the wrong person to ask. All right. What's that movie about?
It's fucked up. It's not directed by Werner Herzog, but it's like produced by him or something. And it's this documentary, and they go, I think it's Indonesian. I'm going to feel super bad if it's not. They go to this country, and there was not a genocide, but like a lot of murders related to repression of people who were... basically like in the opposition politically. And the maker of this film goes back and talks to these guys that were involved in this, and they all just talk openly about it because the political party that did this is still in power.
I have heard of this. And it's like literal interviews with the people who did the murders.
Yeah, and they tell these guys that they're making a movie and they get them to fucking reenact what they were doing back then.
Right.
It's bleak.
Wow, okay. But we don't know if that's actually Indonesia or not.
I think it's Indonesia, but...
Okay. I guess ideally what we'd want to do is make our way from Indonesia over to Japan somehow?
Yeah, just across the ocean there.
Sure.
Well, we could go to... Here's some religions. We could go to... Oh, that's Buddhism in Indonesia. Fuck.
Oh, yep. We gotta look out for those stealthy links.
Gotta hover. Always hover.
Have you ever heard of a hypertext novel? Caitlin?
No.
I don't know how many of these things actually exist or if they're just called like interactive stories or something at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when the internet and links became a thing,
yeah,
people were like, what if you used links to start telling non-linear narratives or basically...
Like a choose your own adventure story?
Sort of, except you would just like, you would open a page and then things would be hyperlinked and you would like click on the hyperlink and it would take you to a new page and maybe you'd like hop around, but there wouldn't necessarily be any path or rhyme or reason to take through the book necessarily. Uh-huh. It wouldn't be like a concrete, like you do this thing. You're just, you know, clicking a link to dive in deeper to that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's, maybe it still kind of tells a story along the way. Maybe not.
So what I'm saying is,
what?
These still exist?
I imagine so. And it, also things like Twine games, if you ever heard of games made in Twine, I'm sure there are a lot of examples that mm-hmm. share commonalities with that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, what if there is a perfect path through Wikipedia that tells a story? Like, what if one of these wiki nerds has played a long game where if you start at one article and you make it to another article along the way, uh-huh. you will have picked up bits and pieces of a story.
I mean, I like to think we tell a story every week.
These two people wander aimlessly into the woods of the wiki space and hopefully they find their way to a little warm cabin at the center. And sometimes that cabin is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Sometimes it's a supposed time traveler. And sometimes they just die in the woods.
They just get lost.
They're dead in the woods. They're dead. That's us. We're dead.
Yes. Dead in the woods. That's us.
That's a new name of the podcast. Can you get to that? Dead in the woods. Dead in the woods.
So I did find regular Buddhism.
Yeah. Let's click on that.
Buddhism.
Hey, look at that. It's the wheel.
Now look who is describing images.
I think I always break my own rule.
You do.
But also, if you couldn't guess, if you know anything about Buddhism, you can probably guess that the top of the article will have the wheel mm-hmm. on it. Or as I'm learning, it's called the Dharmacakra.
Yeah, that looks like what that says.
Yeah, it's got a K there.
It's got a C and a K.
Yeah. C-A-K-R-A. That's interesting.
It looks more like a, what do you call the thingy that you steer the ship with?
That's what I mean to say, but I don't know what that's called. I'm not a nautical expert.
Right. I know the thing the ship is steered with is the rudder, but I don't know what the wheel is called.
Isn't it just called the wheel?
The steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yar, take the steering wheel.
Yar, put a hand on the steering wheel. I need to answer me texts.
Yar, I only have one hand.
I'll just put on the cruise control. I can't wait for Elon Musk to make my self-driving ship.
Yar.
That was a good pirate ship bit. Who's your favorite pirate, Caitlin?
My favorite pirate?
Yeah.
Probably Captain Barbossa.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was a cool guy.
Mine's probably the Buddha. He was a pirate originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to expand on that?
Well, he just sailed the seven seas and he would like find gold and treasure and stockpile it.
The place where I thought you were going with that was like You know those teen, can you picture like a teen preacher being like, you know, Jesus was like a skater. If you think about it, he was like the hacker of the ancient world.
Jesus was like your good friend, Edward Snowden. I don't know.
That cool guy that all the kids are talking about, you know, Edward Snowden.
You know Steve Jobs? He made your phone. But what if you get down with the word of God via Siri? I mean, listen to Siri read you the Bible and you learn about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm a cool preacher guy.
Jesus. Hackers. video games.
Do you think anyone has ever actually tried to say Jesus was cool like a hacker? Because I think you're kind of making that up. I think you're fabricating that.
I am. That's true. I am fabricating it. Oh. But I can see that, like, you know when ninjas and pirates are really big?
No, oh, you know what it would be? I just realized what it would be. You think Neo is the one, but let me tell you about a little guy named Jesus Christ.
You know, the Matrix is just a Christian movie. It's a Christian movie.
Well, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So
that we solved that for
so
you.
So Buddha. So Pirates of the Caribbean. It's really an allegory for the life of the Buddha.
You know, I think if there's any candidate for Buddhist movie, it would probably be Groundhog Day, right?
Explain.
Groundhog Day is just a very spiritual movie when you think about it a lot, which I do. I think about Groundhog Day a lot, and when I want to live a better life and recenter myself, I try to imagine. I try to imagine myself being thrust into a position such as Bill Murray is in mm-hmm. Groundhog Day, mm-hmm. and try to just, you know, focus on, like, he did that, and it took him years to finally draw, you know, to really look into himself uh-huh. and not look outwards for approval or happiness.
Uh-huh.
And then the cycle was broken.
Uh-huh.
And he was in love and happily ever after and didn't have to listen to the fucking I Got You Babe on the radio at the start of every morning.
Yeah, like Buddha.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, like, just kind of, you know, living positively. Posi vibes.
It's all about, that's what Buddhism is about, really. Posi vibes.
I think there are definitely religions that are less about posi vibes than Buddhism. Oh,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say that I do think posi vibes is, like, on the list.
Yeah.
Of Buddhist values.
I'm going to watch Groundhog Day again. That's a great movie. It makes me feel real good inside.
Yeah, like the teachings of the Buddha.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to click on Japan.
Harold, what I'm saying is Harold Ramis is my Buddha.
Yeah, we all have our own, you know.
Who's your Buddha?
Master Splinter.
Ah, okay. Hey, yeah, you found Japan. Let's click on it. All right, what's your favorite anime, Caitlin?
My favorite anime?
I'm an asshole.
Dude. It depends. It depends what I'm in the mood for, really.
What was the first anime you watched?
That you
remember watching?
The vampire one. Why am I blanking on what it's called? One? Helsing.
Helsing, okay. Wow, that's a pretty hardcore brutal. One to start
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I mean, I was like 13 or 14. I wasn't
wait,
a kid.
Wait. You have to count something like if you watched an episode of Dragon Ball or Pokemon.
I never watched Dragon Ball. I mean, yeah, I didn't watch Pokemon like a lot. Like, I would watch it if it was on, but I didn't, like, follow it.
Okay. So, you didn't know, for instance, that much about Brock.
No.
What can you tell me about Brock from Pokemon?
He's a rival Pokemon trainer.
Sort of.
He specializes in rock-type Pokemon.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you know what he wants to be?
The very best.
No.
The very worst?
No. That would be a shitty goal. Ash Ketchum is already the very worst. He never fucking... He always gets 8 badges and then fucking chokes at the Elite Four.
No, what is Ash,
in every
what is,
country.
What does Brock want to be?
Brock wants to be a Pokemon breeder.
Ooh.
So he is a gym leader.
Is that weird?
And Ash beats him.
Uh-huh.
And then Brock joins up. And when he's done traveling, what he wants to go do is he wants to settle down and then, like... You know, just like raise Pokemon.
Yeah, start a little ranch.
Yeah, basically. Like basically, I mean, a Pokemon breeder, like, yeah, you hold on to people's Pokemon and they make eggs and whatever, but it seems more like you're running a petting zoo, basically. He's very gentle.
He's
a very gentle soul.
Sounds like one of the chiller jobs in the Pokemon world.
When you get past his craggy, rocky
his rocky demeanor. Yeah.
And his incessant flirting, Brock is really just a big teddy bear. Also, he has a huge family, and he needs to support that family. And I bet you being a gym leader does not bring in that much money. I bet you there's more money.
Yeah, it's a labor of love.
There's more money in breeding Pokemon than there is in being a gym leader.
Definitely. Definitely. He's like a Geode, you know? You crack him open. You think he's just a rock. You crack them open and he's all sparkly inside.
Are geodes, when you crack open a geode, isn't there a thing like it's supposed to be smelly?
What? Is that true?
I don't know. That's something I had heard, but maybe I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before.
I was always assuming that like you crack open a geode and there's like
some volcanic gases in there.
Gaseous sulfur type things going on, and then you just lets out like a little rock fart.
Yeah, I have no idea. That may be true.
The first anime I think I watched that wasn't Pokemon was probably Tenchimuyo.
What is it? What's that?
It's about a boy with a magical destiny who lives in a house full of women who want to jump his bones. It's pretty much the fucking worst like introduction, ground floor introduction to anime you can get. God, or the best. That's the because grossest. It's pretty accurate.
Actually, I take it back. Helsing was the first one that I watched all the way through. The first anime that was ever shown to me was Fooly Cooly.
Oh yeah. Which also about a boy who just can't weather these sexual advances.
Yeah, it's about a boy and an older woman and a Vespa.
Like, are you like really?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why our friend who owns a Vespa owns a Vespa?
I think it literally is. I think I've asked him that before.
Nice. Okay. Japan. What else do we know about Japan? Video games.
Yeah.
Was the first video game you ever played from Japan?
Yes.
What was the game?
Mario
Brothers.
I'm not positive. No, it was probably Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I don't know.
But it could have been Mario Kart or Super Mario. Could have been either one.
I don't know what the first video game I played was.
You haven't been playing them since you were a baby, huh?
No. I just like, it's too early. We didn't have a game system in my house for the longest time, so it was at my cousin's house or something, I bet.
Yeah.
I do remember a very early memory of being in a supermarket, in the electronics section, and they had a Virtual Boy station set up. And I was too small to actually play it because you had to like be tall enough to reach the controller and the little VR headset.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Well, probably not, because it probably would have ruined my eyes worse than they already are.
And your eyes and your life.
Yeah.
You ever watch Sumo?
No. I've only seen probably super awful depictions of it on television shows.
Yeah, like really racist depictions. Yeah, I haven't either. I remember I watched this documentary about it on like PBS or something when I was a kid. And the takeaway was basically that like they spend all day wrestling and eating.
Sumo seems like a real fun sport.
Yeah, but it's brutal.
It seems brutal, which is part of the fun.
It's brutally competitive. The world of sumo is super intense.
Sure.
And the other thing...
That's why you don't half-ass sports.
The other thing, which I did not learn from this documentary, but later, is that there is like rampant, widespread cheating in sumo because of the way the tournaments are structured. It's like, in order to advance from a certain stage of the tournament, all you need is a certain number of wins. So say it, I don't know what it is. Say it's like 8 out of 10 matches in the round or whatever. Say you have 8 matches and you're up against a guy that doesn't have 8 matches yet. He can pay you to throw the match because you will both be able to advance at that point. And apparently that happens like all the time.
Should rethink that bracketing system.
Yeah, they really should.
That'll fix it right up.
Yeah. It would be a really simple fix, actually.
Anyway. Hey, look, it's the cover of Pinkerton by Weezer.
You ass. Oh my god. You know, is this just a person crowd surfing? This is a
crowd surfing because of his entrance examinations.
Announcement of the results of the entrance examinations.
That's cute. That's real cute.
I wish I'd gotten to crowd surf when I got my SAT score.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you did go to a college where they would throw you a 3-day party for finishing your undergrad. So don't feel like you missed out that much.
I didn't get to crowd surf, though.
You probably could have tried.
I probably could have. I probably could have asked nicely.
You were popular enough.
I probably could have asked nicely and people would have.
You could have asked all your friends who were younger than you then to be like, hey guys, the one thing I want to do
pick me up
is crowd surf before I graduate.
I could have jumped on the fucking stage at the Midnight Surprise and
yeah,
people would have supported me with their hands.
Yeah. Who was the surprise guest your year?
Bondo de Role.
That was dope.
It was super fun.
That was dope. you should, yeah, if you're cool listening, bands. You should check them out. They're some dope party music.
Japanese.
They apparently have t-shirts I made. That's weird.
Oh, really?
They got the original t-shirts I made.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. There's monkeys in Japan. They like to take baths in the hot springs.
That's cool.
That's cute. It's super cute.
I just got drinks with someone I knew in high school who's living in Portland, and she works with monkeys now in a lab.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently not that glamorous. You get pooped on a lot.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
It kind of surprised me. I would kind of feel like there would at least be like, you know, maybe you would learn first thing on the job how to not get pooped on as much.
You think you're a lab monkey. You're like a pretty smart animal, and you live in a lab. And you think you're going to not choose to poop on your captors?
That's true.
They definitely are doing that on purpose.
Nice one, lab monkeys. You sure showed them. Back in your cage now.
Okay, so I'm working on how to get to ninja off of this page.
Right? You'd think it would be easier. You'd think it'd be like the third link on the page.
Yeah, that's very essentialist of us.
Right, it is.
So there's...
I'm saying I would expect Wikipedia to be more essential.
There's Japanese martial arts.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Click on that.
Have you ever practiced a martial art or any fighting style of any sort?
Yeah, I used to do karate. I did karate for like 6 years, probably.
What belt did you get?
I almost got to a green belt.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know what that means.
It goes white. That's the third one.
Okay.
This was like a serious place. Because some places you can go and you can like sign a contract that says like in 2 years you'll have a black belt.
But this place was
serious. They didn't do that.
And
the sensei at this place, you know what his name was?
What?
Alan Best.
Oh,
no relation.
No relation. But did he give you like special treatment?
Maybe he was giving me not special treatment, like intentionally not doing that.
Because it's like you're trying to step
didn't
to my
name.
Didn't
show favoritism. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen I think it's in Selwood, part of town in Portland here. There's a school that like on their marquee, like, I don't know exactly what the school's deal is, but it seems like they teach how to be an outdoorsy badass. Like they definitely teach archery and like survivalist traits.
Trackers Earth. I almost applied for a job there once.
Yeah. Like I could never do that, but that seems kind of dope.
Yeah, the children that I take care of, like, do that during the summer.
Okay, so are they, like, ready for the fucking Hunger Games then? Because that's what I picture that being, like, they're all being trained to be little Katnisses.
I mean, keep in mind, they're still children.
Okay, so they have to be teenagers first.
Yeah, they need to be a couple years older.
But they will be ready.
Maybe.
Maybe? You're not sure. If they get selected for the games, I don't know.
I kind of think they teach you a little bit gentler version of those skills. There's no here's how you throw a fucking spear through someone's neck.
It's gotta be that, or it's not worth however much they're paying.
Not worth the money.
Have you seen that video of the guy who's like, hey, I practice this like little practice bow technique, right? And he's able to fire off
that dude that can fire arrows like three arrows in a second or some shit.
Basically like a machine gun. Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that guy. That guy's nuts.
If you're not teaching that these days, it's 2015. Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Get the fuck out.
Capitalize on that Hunger Games popularity.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Nice.
This is it, right?
Ninjutsu?
Ninjutsu.
Sure. I mean, that's what Shredder says. He recognizes
that's what Shredder says.
The fighting technique.
I recognize that fighting technique. That's the foot style.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why would you name your shit the foot style?
I don't know. Ninjutsu. Okay. Also, you were saying that Shredder was too handsome under
his
mask.
He's way too handsome under that shit. He's wearing this metal mask. You expect it to be like Darth Vader, like he's hiding something? No. He's just a good looking guy under there.
Well, maybe that's why he's hiding it. Maybe he's always been. He's always
people
been,
don't take him seriously because he's too hot.
Oh, you're a pretty boy.
Yeah.
He's like what if I just fuck this up with
like
a mask?
Justin Trudeau.
Well, I don't take him seriously because have you seen the dumb shit that guy has done?
Who, Justin Trudeau?
Yeah, he's done some dumb stuff.
No, I just know he's a cutie pie.
This is taken straight from John Oliver's show. Mm-hmm. But they ran a clip of him being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
where he showed off this cool party trick he has where he'll just pretend to be super drunk and fall down a flight of stairs. Basically, he's mastered how to fall down a flight of stairs without getting like super fucked up.
That's tight though. I can't do that.
But he's like, that's something he just decided to bust out during an interview.
He's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Canada's going to become a frat country now.
It already is. It's a party state. It's like, that's their whole thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't been to Canada recently enough.
Oh my God. Yeah, their like national food is a total drunk food.
A poutine?
Yeah.
I guess that's
I don't
true.
Know if that's their national food or not.
But... I don't think that's true. I imagine it must be something other than poutine. Maybe we'll see. If we reach Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, we'll look up what the national food of Canada is.
I don't even know if that's a thing. America doesn't have a national food.
Yeah, we do.
What is it?
Freedom fries.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right. That was a GW.
Mm-hmm. GW original. This is a GW original. Yo, we're dropping some hot and ready potatoes on you now. Freedom fries?
Okay, there's a ninja. Do you want to read this ninjutsu article at all?
Not really. I'm not looking.
Because I kind of feel like it maybe deserves to be, you know, it's like a real thing. It's like a serious thing.
It is a serious thing. But I think that's all we have to say. Okay. I don't need to feel like inadequate and like I can't do shit with my bod.
That's
after
true.
Reading some of this article.
That's true.
Let's go to ninjas in popular culture.
Okay. Man, a lot of weapons and equipment.
Okay. Aside from the turtles, who's your favorite ninja in popular culture?
My favorite ninja in popular culture other than the turtles. It's the grandpa from the Karate Kid, the one with the three kids. Why am I so bad at remembering the names of things?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh my God.
The grandpa?
Dude, this was such a good series. Hold on.
All right. We're taking a little sidestep.
We're taking a...
Three kids karate...
Three ninjas.
So the grandpa from Three Ninjas.
Three Ninjas, and it's three white kids, and their grandpa is a Japanese man, and he's so charming and kind, and he teaches them karate.
Okay. All right. That's nice. That's a nice answer.
Who's yours?
I don't think I have a favorite ninja.
Do you have a favorite samurai?
Jack. Back to the past samurai.
Classic.
Jack. Samurai Jack.
Yeah,
that was a good show. That was a fucking great show. Did you watch that show?
A little bit.
That's a show you should show your babysitter kids.
Yeah, it's hard to get them to. I've been.
Do they only watch things that are 3D animated? That's a weird thing now. That's a real thing.
It's
for
so
little
fucking
kids.
Ugly. I keep telling myself I'm gonna make them watch something that's not awful, but. You know, they get to the end of the week and they've like finished their homework and like they just want to do like what they want to do, you know?
Yeah. You shouldn't impose on them.
Yeah.
But that's a real, when my cousins, like my cousins are all like younger than me. Well, my little cousins.
They're babies.
I have older cousins.
They're children.
Yeah. But like, so the oldest of like the little ones is like 14 now. So it doesn't like, last time I was at a family gathering, he just like whipped out his laptop and was like, playing video games and not talking to anybody.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God.
Yeah,
classic.
I would have done that when I was 14.
Classic.
That's fair. Like, cool. You're growing up relatively well-adjusted relative to the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. But the little ones, including him when he was like a little baby, I guess like the first things they were exposed to were Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, yeah, they'll fucking pay attention if Shrek's on. But if we put on like any 2D animated cartoon, like Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, any of that shit, they tune out. They start crying. They start.
They
like,
can't.
Flipping
they
shit.
Cannot suspend their disbelief for anything.
It's
that's
only
not 3D.
CG. And I was like, this is a thing.
It's fucked up.
This is a thing amongst little kids that they like don't receive 2D animation if you don't like.
So
have that be their first exposure.
So does that mean that they would like the theater better than anything?
We can try and like test that on a baby maybe, but I think it's just like when I realized that they were making a movie about the Minions, I was like, well, no shit.
God.
Well, no shit. When the song from Frozen was at the top of the charts, I was like, well, no shit, because there's just like a legion of parents out there who like their babies got that first hit of that CG.
Oh yeah. That first hit, you're hooked.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I really like the idea of putting on like some Ibsen for a baby.
Hey, we're just going to try and calm the baby down. So just put on this production of King Richard. put on David Tennant and Hamlet, and it'll just like calm them right down.
So soothing.
It's so soothing because they're all real three-dimensional people. anyway.
Yeah, so here we are.
Oh, there's a whole subsection for anime and manga. Oh, anime?
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 Does this person have drawn on abs? Do you think this person's abs are airbrushed on, or do you think that's real? I'm gonna make this bigger.
Those are drawn on. Wait, you think so?
Yeah, dude. I think they're partially real, but I think they're
you think there's some shadowing going on?
Yeah, for sure.
It could just be Photoshop too.
That's possible. It's a photo. Anything's possible, yeah.
Anything's possible.
This could be entirely fake. This could be a fake person.
I had to have my company photo taken this weekend.
Yeah. Did you draw some abs on there?
No. But I was halfway tempted to just... I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast. I probably have, but I'm like, you know, steadily getting deeper and deeper into a skincare regimen.
Yeah.
I think the next thing I'm going to get is some BHA chemical exfoliant. Get some of that salicylic acid to take care of.
Salicylic. What's your current regimen?
Well, you know, I got my exfoliant, but that's like a abrasive exfoliant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta get that salicylic. That's crucial.
I've got my moisturizer. The moisturizer is really dope. It's on my face right now.
Uh-huh.
It's got all the nice things. It feels so nice. Baby soft. And I also need to order at the same time. I need to order some of that Aztec Secret.
You out of that stuff? You use up that tub?
I use up the tub.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I do it like twice a week.
Twice a week?
Mm-hmm.
They don't recommend that.
It works good for me. So long as I like remember to moisturize and stuff after, it works great.
All right.
But my forehead's still got some problems.
Yeah.
So I'm going to. Okay, well, you don't have to agree with me. You can just let me say
I'm just looking at it now that you've drawn attention to it.
Stop it. I was not inviting criticism.
Anyway. Sorry. You have a really nice forehead.
What was I? I was talking about skincare for some reason.
I don't know. It's a good topic.
Everyone should have good skin, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, why were we talking about this shit?
I have no idea.
We were talking about anime. And then
you were talking and I was TBH. I was looking for links at the first part of that. So all I heard was the skincare part.
Damn it.
It's all right. I started using Aztec Secret a couple weeks ago.
How's it working?
It's working good. It's not quite as magical as the reviews tell me.
Well, your skin was pretty fine to start with.
I read these reviews that were like, I put this stuff on. I had blackheads the size of poppy seeds.
Yeah.
And it sucked them out like magic, and it's not quite that good.
Yeah. Well, also, I don't think you had blackheads the size of poppy seeds.
I had one. If you'll recall, I had one huge blackhead over here.
I don't recall.
I did, and it didn't
okay.
fix it.
So did you just attack that
just
shit?
I just squeezed it out, which you're not supposed to do, but
you're really not supposed to do that.
It's one time. It's just the one.
It's going to leave some scar tissue.
I washed my hands.
It's going to leave some scar tissue, regardless.
I already have fucking scar tissue.
I mean, so do I.
I wish that someone had told me, because here's the thing. My acne was never that bad.
Uh-huh.
So I never did shit about it when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just bad enough that I had like a few times where I got permanent marks on my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish that someone had told me, like, you only get one face. You can't start over. This is going to be with you forever.
You couldn't intuit that?
I just like, I wasn't, like, yeah, I only get one I wasn't face. Thinking far enough ahead, you know?
Look, I had some pretty bad stuff going on.
I read a lot of existential philosophy. I was like,
God. Yeah, you wore a beret. We know you were a real cool kid.
Skincare is for squares.
I would just use that. Well, one, we had Proactive for a while at my house.
Oh yeah.
That shit, that regimen. I don't know. Maybe you had to do it 100% to the T, but I was pretty like on it for a while consistently.
Mm-hmm.
It did not do shit. was always much easier to just go with like the white cream that was just gonna obliterate that shit. But like my skin was real bad for a long, long time, and I would do bad things. I'd pop them. That's bad.
Pop them.
But you know what?
Roll around in bacon.
A couple years down the line, after you treat your skin nice, you're not gonna notice those scar marks. They're gonna go away. Just
maybe we'll see.
Just treat your skin. Treat your skin right, and eventually, it's like it's not even there.
Maybe. We'll find out.
But that's also just part of the path of aging, where your skin uniformly starts to look...
It starts to look crappy all over.
Just crappy.
Yeah.
That is our curse as...
That's true.
Really, really white people, is that there's kind of nothing we can do.
You know, someday we'll be dead, so...
Yeah, and it won't matter. Put me in a box.
I won't even matter.
No one's going to see my face.
They can Photoshop all those marks right off of me.
What I was going to say was, I was having the company photo taken, and I was this close to telling our like graphic design person, who also I think is... responsible for editing the photos, just airbrush the shit out of my face. Just make me look like I am just from the Minions movie.
Wash it out.
Just make it look like I have, like, my skin is basically
like you're a cartoon character,
like blister pack material. Like it should have that same sheen over it. Like you could crack open my face and then pull my actual face out from underneath it. Ew. Because it's all just packaging. It's all just a shiny,
it's all just packaging
film.
All the way down to your core.
Yeah. I'm just made of blister packs. That's why it's so hard to get to know me. I'm like Shrek that way. I'm just layers like an onion, but right. Instead it's hard plastic.
But instead it's blister packs.
It's
yeah,
infuriating plastic.
Packing peanuts.
Yeah.
I found it. I have found the link that we need, so I'm going to click on it.
Cool.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, sorry.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power. What were you doing?
I was doing the thing. I think it's from their movie.
Okay, fuck that.
T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Oh, my God.
How's that worse than what you just did?
Because what I just did is classic throwback.
Can you list the different genres ascribed to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles original series?
The different what?
The different genres. It's on the sidebar.
Action adventure, science fiction, comedy drama, and martial arts.
I'll let martial arts slide.
It's 100. It's completely science fiction.
No. I was going to say the drama half of the comedy drama is
there's
what
drama?
Stands out to me.
Dude, April gets kidnapped in the first episode. Tell me that's not drama.
She gets kidnapped by the turtles.
No, she doesn't. She gets kidnapped by the Foot Clan.
Okay, yeah.
She gets rescued by the turtles.
But at first, she thinks she's been kidnapped by the turtles.
She, also, can we just talk about her reaction to being kidnapped by humanoid turtles? It's like the mildest thing.
I mean,
she's just like, oh,
she's seen some shit. Probably.
I'm in the sewer. These turtles are eating pizza with ice cream on it. And this rat has just brought me some sushi. I'm going to go ahead and eat this sushi. And just not question what's happening.
That was only 7 steps, by the way.
I know, we did good today.
I have to say, maybe people who are playing the Wikipedia game to Jesus should consider, like, switch it up with the turtles.
Just switch it right over.
Probably only a little bit harder.
Yeah, it all comes back to the Ninja Turtles.
So isn't one of the kids you babysit going to be a Ninja Turtle, but they don't even know which one they're being?
Yes.
That's lame.
So I need to show... I think I can definitely get him to watch an episode of the Ninja Turtles, because I already know he's into that. So.
I don't think you should try and...
I think I should. I think it's a great idea. I think he needs to know his turtle heritage. By the way, he's going to be Leonardo, and his costume only comes with one fucking sword.
Well, that's just inaccurate.
Which is incorrect.
That's not good cosplay.
That's not good cosplay.
You know that they had a Turtles on Ice thing for a while, right?
Yeah, I do. I remember that.
Yeah. You didn't go to that, though.
I didn't go to it, but I remember it.
Too bad.
I know. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Well... I don't know if there's more you want to talk about with regard to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
There's one last thing, which I loved about that episode.
Uh-huh.
and you're gonna hate me for this.
Okay, but I probably won't. But
every time, so they love pizza, mm-hmm. and they love wacky pizza,
right?
And they go to this ninja themed pizza parlor, yeah. and they order one cheese pizza and three whipped cream pizzas. And every time anyone takes a bite of a pizza, it makes this sound.
Stop it.
It makes this like splorching sound.
I hear it double in like, my ears. Oh.
That's not what eating sounds like.
It's not. It's not at all what eating sounds like.
Yeah, and whipped cream pizza.
Wait a fucking second.
What?
Click on the top name under theme music composer. On the sidebar.
Okay.
Click it.
Check
Laura. I fucking knew it. He created the Big Bang Theory of 2.5 Men. And he made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme song.
Oh my God. Figures. He's a genius.
Wow. Incredible. The things you learn from Wikipedia.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of.
And he was the producer of Roseanne.
What the fuck, man? All right. Huh. That's eye opening. Can we figure out what the national food of what country?
Canada. Should I search for Canada?
Just search for Canada. We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah,
so we don't leave any loose ends this episode.
Okay, colonies.
I didn't know until recently that Canada and America share the longest border of any two countries.
It's interesting. Makes sense though.
Yeah. Oh, it totally makes
Pretty
sense.
Pretty much just a straight line there.
A straight line doesn't tell you that it's also super
just a
fucking
long straight line.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang. Geography.
Culture.
Government.
Probably
culture. Culture. Culture of Canada.
Here's
the hockey team.
Also, I don't know why we're like trying to do like find the link thing when we could just also Google search now. This is outside of the context of the game.
No, we're only allowed to be on Wikipedia.
Oh, fucking A.
We're trapped here.
Why don't you just search Canadian food
okay,
in the
yeah.
Wikipedia bar?
Food of Canada.
Food of Canada. Instead of food for Canadians, which is what Canadian food brings you to.
Food Network Canada.
Damn it.
List of fast food chains in Canada.
No, that's not helpful. List of national
food
foods.
Food City, Canada.
God damn it. Just list of national foods.
Let's I don't even know if works. A national food is a thing.
It's got to be a thing. Look, there's national everything else.
What the ass? List of chocolate covered foods.
What? Wikipedia, you're being
cover
so
anything in chocolate.
Unhelpful right now.
Okay. Fucking can. Canada yeah. food.
We're going off-roading.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's not true.
If you Google the phrase Canada food, Google shows you
a special result for bacon.
Just bacon.
What the fuck?
Okay, but here's Canadian
what
cuisine.
What the hell?
Here's Canadian, right,
Canadian
cuisine. On Wikipedia. We're back in the safe zone. Cultural contributions.
National food of Canada. It says so.
Oh!
Wow, you're right.
The common contenders.
Oh, but
there's poutine, butter tarts.
I don't know what those are.
And
but the
craft dinner.
Oh,
with a K.
Canada.
I want to find out what a craft dinner is. Okay.
Yep, it's just macaroni and cheese.
It's Kraft mac and cheese.
Well, you know that one song, right?
No.
It's a song by the Bare Naked Ladies. If I had $1 million, we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner, but we'd still eat Kraft dinner.
Man, packaged in Quebec with Canadian wheat and milk and other ingredients from Canada and the U.S. Apparently, they love this shit in Canada more than
current
we do here.
Prime Minister, that's
they eat 55% more than
that's
Americans.
Fucking
it's out
of date.
Yeah.
It says current Prime Minister Stephen Harper stated that I'll never be able to give my kids a $1 billion company, but Laureen and I are saving for their education, and I've actually cooked them Kraft dinner. I like to add wieners.
Oh my God, of course he does. Of course he likes to add wieners.
Wieners.
Hot dogs.
Not a hot dog.
Okay, now I have to find out what butter tarts are.
Ooh, that looks tasty
as fuck.
That looks
yummo.
Oh, pecan butter tart. We should try those.
Butter,
we should
sugar.
Make them.
Oh, so it's like a pecan pie, but it doesn't necessarily have to have pecans.
Let's make them.
Yeah, we could make butter tarts for sure.
Have our own little Canada Day. Maybe we'll do it on Boxing Day.
I think one could also call this a sugar pie.
Ew.
Just a observation.
But yeah, you're right. Poutine is in the forefront.
Yeah, so. And I want to say that all three of those are party foods. Party country.
Drunk party foods. All right. Well, if you live in Canada, you know, I think we have like, I think our podcast, like maybe 5% of listens.
Are from Canada?
No, are from England. If you're listening. Weird. If you're listening in England.
Weird.
Can you please reach out to us and let us know what's up? What's up in England?
Yeah, I realized that last week we forgot to mention that there's a Twitter for the podcast, yes, which is at get to that.
Yes.
On Twitter.
And ignore the candy corn tweets. I thought I was tweeting under my own account.
Matt fucked up. You can also tweet at me. I'm at best cow best, BESTKABEST. Not Beft. That's not me.
Nope. Not Beft. Beft Kabeft.
You can also tweet at Matt.
Yeah, it's at Matthew Olson spelt right. Hey, you got any fine whiskey reviews up?
No, I have to write one today. It's on my to-do list. Sorry, that was my phone. I'm reviewing that stuff that I brought over here. It's called 1792 bourbon.
Oh, the one that came in a nice bottle.
It comes in a really pretty bottle.
That's all I'll say about it. I don't want to sway your review too much.
What's up with you?
Nothing. You can add me on Facebook. Don't do that unless I actually
That'd be
know
weird.
You. But you should maybe consider listening to Twin Peaks Peaks, another podcast I do with my friend Ashley Brandt. We talk about Twin Peaks. We just did our episode on the big turnabout episode, the big reveal in Twin Peaks. So we're like halfway through the series now. You can listen along, catch up. That's Twin Peaks Peaks. The second Peaks is spelled P-E-E-K-S, like you're peeking at it. And you can find that also on Simplecast. Just throw that in to the URL where it would go in the URL. That's it. Hey, I've been Donatello. I'm a freakish turtle man, and I use the nunchucks?
No. No, he uses the bow staff.
I use the bow staff.
I'm Michelangelo. I'm a party turtle, and I use those stabby thingies.
The size?
Is that what those are called?
They're called size.
Okay.
S-A-I-S.
Sure.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite gets some.
That's right. That's right. He does.
Yeah. Ooh, that should be a topic.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Gosh!